It's America's birthday this weekend, and we know where to find the best fireworks spots. That's coming up on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello, and welcome to Social Club for Friday, July 1st. Or 4th of July weekend, as we'll call it. I'm Sarah Kovash, the digital editor here at WESA. And with me is Morning Edition host and Diane Rehm appreciator, Josh Rollerson.
I do appreciate Diane Rehm.
That's true.
She's great. She's the best. Did you know I'm going to be interviewing her on stage later this year when she comes for Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures?
I did not, but that's awesome.
I got to do it last time she came through town, like 3 years ago. She is super cool.
I believe that she's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, with us, as always, is Social Butterfly, Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Hello.
And Swingin' Bash poster.
How did you enjoy the party?
I did. It was awesome. There was so much good food, which I really appreciated.
Yeah.
There was tons of food from Bluebird Kitchen, mm-hmm. which is downtown, mm-hmm. and everything was excellent that they had.
They do a good job. I don't think people realize, because it's such a small outfit downtown, mm-hmm. how awesome they are.
You also had some burlesque dancers that I was not anticipating. It got a little more risque at the Yelp party than I anticipated.
Hubba,
I liked
hubba.
It.
That was my learning. So for Yelp, I have to submit my experience in terms of what happened at the event, the creative element that happened, and also the learning. And so I would say the creative moment was the burlesque, because it is something I've wanted to host at a party for a while, because I think burlesque is awesome. But I think it also is something where you need to consider your community. Overwhelmingly, the support has been great, because I do get reviewed on the party and it is at 5 stars right now, which is awesome. But there were a couple people that said they were not expecting it and they left the room.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Well, you know.
It wasn't like, it couldn't have been too bottom.
I've actually seen
booby tassels.
Yeah, but I've seen.
They were booby tassels.
Which burlesque that gets even more undressed. So.
Hmm. I thought it was totally acceptable for a 21 plus party, right?
Yeah.
Because you had to be 21 to get
yes.
in. I feel like it was cheeky and fun, but
a little too cheeky sounds like. See what I did there?
Cheeky.
Cheeky, guys.
I loved it.
I thought they were fantastic. And I, again, with the learning, do I think that you could host a burlesque troupe in Salt Lake City? Probably not. But I think Pittsburghers are cool.
I think we can
down.
Handle it.
Yeah.
So do they play it straight? I mean, is it meant to be like sort of titillating, or is it kind of campy and parodic? Like, are they?
This one was campy and fun.
Like, yeah,
just
it was super.
Girls
fun.
Just want to have fun. Burlesque booby tassel
it was
style.
Funny, because when they first came out, you had these like swing dancers first that were really fun, and then when the burlesque dancers came out, I didn't know that that's what they were, and so I wasn't expecting it all. And so at first, you know, before she kind of took off her top and stuff, she was just kind of like walking back and forth and like not doing a lot.
And I was like, what?
And I was like, this girl's not very impressive. And then when she like got into her act, I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. And I believe, so this is burlesque, the troupe that I'm talking about. And I believe that they perform at times at Blue Moon in Lawrenceville. And they are just fabulous. I had a great time. And then the Tartan Swing Irregulars are a group of swing dancers from Pittsburgh that the majority come out of CMU and Pitt, but they were fantastic as well as the Boilermakers, who were great. So this is my first time doing a bunch of different live entertainment, and it was completely different than my circus party that I had in April, but it was fantastic. I am my own worst critic, so I always beforehand compare, but it was totally different and still fun.
Rachel, you promoted your event on our show, which mm-hmm. is good and right, but you buried the lead. Like, I don't remember. I think I would remember if you mentioned there were going to be topless women at your party.
I may have said burlesque.
I mean,
I don't think I said topless women.
So that's
sorry.
That's what it takes to get Josh out.
I know.
I didn't say that.
My husband was like, I was telling him how some people were a little taken aback, and he was like, I liked it. I was like, of course you did.
He appreciates the fine arts.
Yeah, I thought...
He appreciates the fine arts. I love it.
I thought it was fantastic. I'm really glad I had them. I do not regret it at all. And on to the next party. Okay. You know what Pittsburghers love.
Fireworks.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, fireworks. So you can get
the Katy Perry.
Yes, cue the Katy Perry, and you can get your legal fireworks at any random tent.
Roadside
tent. Yeah. I'm surprised the flower guys don't walk around with, like, sparklers and stuff. You know the flower guys on the highway? They can really make a killing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We were at Costco last week, and they had a lot of packs of fireworks.
Oh, they have that giant thing that's, like, bigger than a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I don't even know how you get that in your car.
A variety of fireworks?
Yeah, it's just like this crazy shrink-wrapped like bundle. It's like a pallet of fireworks.
Oh. You know, like the standard ones you set off in the driveway.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because in Pennsylvania it's illegal, unless you want to be a real rebel and cross the Ohio or West Virginia line and get some illegal fireworks.
I don't condone that.
Only the ones you shoot off in the sky the illegal ones?
I think so.
Because
snakes aren't illegal.
I'm assuming
snakes are the only ones that should be illegal because they're lame.
Oh, I like snakes.
Banned snakes. Yeah. No, legalize everything else.
Yeah, they're pretty underwhelming for me.
Oh, I like them.
Yeah.
My dad didn't because they stained the cement.
I feel like I haven't seen this one in a while, but when I was a kid, my favorite was one that was on like in a square disc, almost like a floppy disc, and you would nail it to the tree and it would spin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen one of those in a long time, but those are my favorite.
You have to search for one maybe at your favorite roadside tent that they have fireworks at. If you're not into setting off your own legal or illegal fireworks,
you can watch city-sanctioned fireworks.
Yeah. Lots of different places.
Okay. Well, obviously, they'll be doing the annual fireworks at Point State Park, which will kick off at 9:36, to be precise.
And I don't think this is for all of our listeners, so it won't be a barrage of people, but when you go up to Mount Washington to watch the fireworks, if you go up to Mount Washington, it is not optimal viewing to go around the Monongahela incline. It actually is a little obstructed because they set the fireworks off at a barge a little ways down from the point. So the optimal viewing is over the West End overlook by the restaurant side. Yes. So that's my hot tip for the week is to go to the other side of the mountain because it's an obstructed view. It's kind of a bummer when you stand there for a long time with hordes of people.
It's like crazy crowded no matter where you go up there, right?
It is. The other hot tip I have is to go to the back of the mountain to get up there because I think McCardle stays open, but it's probably crazy. So you can go up Woodruff, I think it is, in the backside off 51. And that's way easier to get up there. So those are my hot tips for Mount Washington viewing fireworks.
Very good.
Anyone have any hot tips for?
The West End overlooks our thing. So
yeah,
that was my hot tip.
Do you watch fireworks, Josh?
Sure. Yeah. If there's fireworks, I'll watch them.
Okay.
No.
Do you guys make a point to go somewhere?
I was like one of those troubled adolescents, and I had a very, sort of problematic relationship with pyrotechnics.
Okay.
You were the kid burning stuff all the time?
Yeah, I was part of a group of kids
that
would burn.
Did this group have a name?
No, we were not that organized, sadly.
The Jets or the Sharks?
Right, yeah.
Okay. But I would love to hear more about this story at some point.
Well, yeah, I'm as you're speaking, I'm weighing in my head like how much I should disclose because I don't know what the statute of limitations is on some of these things. one detail I can share.
Okay.
I had a friend who, for some reason, took to one particular summer. He had a cheap pair of shoes from Walmart, and he would douse them in lighter fluid and set them on fire.
While wearing them?
Sometimes. Usually not. It was normally just like he would create a little tiny bonfire out of his shoes. And then they would put out the fire and he would wear them around. And he wore those shoes all summer and you would see them progressively disintegrating after being
burned. After one time they would not be wearable.
You'd think so, right?
That's kind of disgusting.
It was.
But so I guess that wasn't even the kids. Most
bonus. Bonus of Walmart
boys
shoes.
Are the worst.
Yeah.
They're apparently Walmart shoes are just flame retardant enough.
You don't even have to get what are those called? The scooter things? A hoverboard?
Yeah.
A hoverboard that sets your feet on fire. That was original hoverboard.
Back in the old days, that's how we did it. We didn't have these fancy hoverboards to set our feet on fire.
You just need $10 for some Walmart shoes.
Well, isn't there...
And we liked it.
Isn't there fireworks over in the East End, over yonder where you live?
There's like fireworks every night, all summer long. No, we have a nice view of... I mean, we're not close, but anytime there's fireworks at PNC Park... After a game, we can hang out on our porch and see those.
That's cool. Oh, okay. Speaking of which, July 21st is the next fireworks night. So,
okay.
If you miss 4th of July fireworks, I just want to throw that in there for everybody.
And it's really fun to go on the kayaks and watch the fireworks, too.
I've never done that, but that seems super awesome.
Yeah.
I want to do that one
time.
Wow. Okay.
Does Venture Outdoors or Kayak Pittsburgh do that?
Yeah. During the Pirates game, if you wear your Pirates gear, which is easy, you get $5 off your kayak when the Pirates game is going on. So
nice.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Good. I know all these useful facts.
Just don't roll over your kayak when you try to catch a foul ball.
Oh, my gosh.
Or a home run, I should say.
Oh, gosh. I can't think of that.
How about, there should be a giant screen like right on the North Shore so you can hang out in a kayak and watch the game.
That would be kind of
awesome.
Oh,
my God. That would be super
Pirates,
awesome.
Get on that.
And then, like, the beer vendor could paddle around in a canoe. And
stop.
This is like
dream come true.
Well, once upon a time, I thought two food trucks were supposed to have boats. First, the taco truck talked about it, but then nothing materialized. And then I thought the ice cream, sugar and spice, the ice cream company was supposed to do a boat, an ice cream boat, but I didn't see anything about that either.
The last couple of weekends, there have been so many boats out by the point that would probably do really well, and that'd be really funny.
I know.
Enjoy that a lot.
A little ice cream boat tugging along, serving you the Ninja Turtles with the gumball eyes. I hope they still have this.
You have to have the old school music, too.
Play. Yeah. Mine has like a rap tune now. It's like, unts, unts, unts.
Really?
The ice cream.
Like club ice cream?
Yeah.
The guy that goes through our neighborhood last weekend was out, and he was cranking Christmas music the whole way. It was bizarre. It's like Jingle Bells and...
That is
everything
maybe
you play
because
was
it's
a Christmas
cold
song.
Like winter in the ice cream.
I guess.
Bed.
Yeah, there was some marketing logic that I didn't quite grasp.
Speaking of ice cream, it is National Ice Cream Month.
That's true.
In July, which is one of my favorite months probably because of ice cream. Although I celebrate all year round, let's be honest.
Me too.
Ice cream's obviously awesome. And there are.
It's like having National Oxygen Month. Like, what? Seems redundant.
I know. You need it. Even in the winter, we love ice cream. But there's a lot of different ice cream places. And it's interesting, too, because I was doing KDK the other day, and the producer was like, everyone's so passionate about their specific spot. Definitely mention that, you know, these are just an assortment of many because people live obviously all over Pittsburgh, and there's those ma and pa places as well as the city places that are super popular and highly rated on Yelp. So,
yeah, I think next week we're going to delve into that a little more. So
get ready.
Yep.
Did you guys know the banana split was invented in Pittsburgh? I don't know for sure that that's true. My 7-year-old told me that yesterday. She's pretty smart.
Yeah.
She's going to like day camp, like City Parks day camp, and
apparently they
had like a Pittsburgh trivia and propaganda day yesterday because she came back just full of fun facts about Pittsburgh.
Oh,
do you know Rachel Carlson's from Pittsburgh? Oh yeah, who's Rachel Carlson? Or
Rachel Carson?
Oh, yeah. Rachel Carlson is not.
I can't tell you how many times I see
so
Rachel
times.
Carson and I think Carlson. And
I know
so
Rachel. I mean, I really appreciate all your work with the environmental movement and the plight of the bald eagle.
You know, it's funny because I have to, well, I don't know what you're talking about with the bald eagle, but I do have to at least know that she was an environmentalist, an important person in Pittsburgh, because I get mistaken for that all the time. And it just makes me bitter. That
no, I feel like that's such
it could be worse,
a wonderful Pittsburgh thing.
True. True. Yeah.
I would embrace it.
Okay.
Have you done the Rachel Carson Trail Challenge? Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
No.
There's like a trail, a long, long trail. It's like 30 or 40 miles or something like that. And every year there's a race. And it takes all day. On foot, yeah. Some people walk. Some people run. I don't think you could bike it because it's really rugged.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to get into, I guess. Like there's a lottery and you can earn points by doing I don't know, volunteering to do stuff to get higher up in the lottery, but I want to do it. I really want to do it. So if anybody listening is connected with that organization at all.
Well, I guess at first, initially when you said 30 miles, I was like, oh my God, but you've done a marathon. So that really wouldn't be that much more for you.
It would probably destroy me, but I still want to do it.
I guess mile wise, it seems within your repertoire.
Well, I think I like the idea that there's no expectation that you're going to finish with any particular time. It's just survive.
Survival
of the
fittest.
That seems like a good goal for me. I relate to that at my age.
I would.
And if you died, you would die honorably.
Watch you collapse at the finish line.
Yeah, beautiful surroundings. And yeah.
Speaking of trails, I hear Sarah has done a hot little piece on the graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes. I was able to talk to Baron Batch this week, and he...
For anyone who doesn't know Baron Batch, he is... Everyone knows who Baron Batch.
Yeah, former Steeler slash now artist.
Basically, what he said is... So if you're on the south side, there's one in Lawrenceville, one in Belts Hoover. He has these murals everywhere. Most of them are his signature elephant.
With a little eye.
Yes. And which is part of his own hieroglyphics he has created.
Oh, I have seen...
He created his own alphabet with them.
Okay.
But yeah, basically, he's been working on this mural project. So they're part of a bigger project to do 20 murals total. And basically, he said, I was so used to painting on things outside. I just was riding my bike and tagged the trail. And it was kind of like, I'm paraphrasing,
like
second
the thing
nature.
To do.
Yeah. And yeah. So, but he's, he.
The police didn't agree.
Yeah.
That
and
cool.
He said he's been very communicative with them and on the same page. And he realizes that. He, even though he was just trying to inspire people, that it's also, against the law. So he's doing what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
if you
want
to read more, text a little more about his art and stuff, it's on our website on WESA.FM.
Mm-hmm. Nice little plug there.
Yeah. So check out Baron's story. We also have some beautiful photographs from our photo intern, Matt, who he does great work. So those are worth checking out, too.
Cool.
That's very cool.
And well, you have some sort of website, Rachel?
Yelp.com.
Something. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yes, it's a very good website. I was going to say there's two noteworthy events. I know we have the fireworks, obviously, which are going on everywhere this weekend. But speaking of Baron, who has a studio in Homestead, Voodoo in Homestead, which is an awesome brewery, is
delicious
going
beer.
To be doing a July epic food truck roundup on the 2nd, and it's going to be from 5 to 9 p.m. in their Homestead digs, and they will have many, many food trucks there that will be slinging out the delicious food, as well as they'll be serving up
the
delicious beer.
Yeah. Well, even their own food truck that's normally there is quite good.
Yeah, they have.
Mm-hmm.
That's their own food truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's good, too.
It is. I've had the hummus, which is...
Hummus is good. They have, I think, a mushroom taco that's a little spicy, but it's good.
I like that. And I love the questions that they ask, or I should say a FAQ, is this dog friendly? Yes. Is this kid friendly? Yes. Is there bike parking? Yes. So it looks like a lot of the angles are covered for
them. Pretty much covers it, yeah.
So you can head there on Saturday, and backtracking on Friday at 7 p.m., they're doing a night with Kubrick. I know... there's a good amount of Stanley Kubrick fans out there.
I don't know that I've ever seen a Stanley
what?
Kubrick
Whoa.
Movie. I know.
Yeah,
even
you have.
I
you
have.
Just don't know it.
I am very uncultured. I just don't. I just watch, I listen to Boys to Men constantly and then just watch, old episodes of Frasier.
You've never seen The Shining?
Nope.
2001?
Nope.
Space Odyssey?
Clockwork Orange?
Nope. Oof.
That
Seriously?
One's great. Clockwork okay. Orange, I would...
I know, everybody loves it, wears white overalls.
It's like
and
crazy.
Well, it's kind of a cult thing. But.
Well, if you are into it or you just like Mr. Smalls, they will be doing a musical presentation of all of his different scores from the movies, including 2001 Space Odyssey and a bunch of different other musical scores from his collection. So you can check that out on Friday. Just grab tickets and you'll be good to go for Friday, too.
Yeah. And I want to say real quickly, if you're looking for fireworks on the 4th of July and you're not in Pittsburgh, there's a bunch going around. Moon Township's doing one, Robinson Township, Mars, Latrobe, Ligonier, Crafton. They all have fireworks displays going on. Most of them are at dusk or 10 p.m. So check with your borough or your town to make sure But you can check all those out too.
If you can find a high enough spot, you could just watch them all at the same time.
Yeah. There you
yeah.
go.
Oh my gosh. That's my favorite. From Mount Washington, you can see when the city fireworks are going off, there's, I want to say, at least 20 other fireworks going off that you can see in the distance, which is really cool.
Yeah. Nice. That's true.
Yeah. So a good 4th of July yeah. to yeah, all.
Happy 4th, you guys.
Yeah. Happy birthday, America.
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 Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.